It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and hello, Daniel.
Well, Tig, earlier we were talking about Morgan Wallen throwing that chair off of Eric Church's bar in Nashville. And I said, man, you know, chairs, patio furniture is expensive. So I thought we'd play a game called Patio Furniture Price is Right.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some items. And you'll tell me what you think the price is. Because if you haven't bought patio furniture in the last few years, I know right now everybody's looking for patio furniture, trying to buy it, that it's quite expensive. We'll start off with, this is all from HomeDepot.com, by the way. Home Depot. So not a mom and pop store, one of the big brands, Home Depot. We'll start off with a Hampton Bay wicker outdoor patio swivel rocking chair with cushion guard.
No.
This is a wicker, which I guess is like straw or something they weave together. It rocks and it swivels. How much for the Hampton Bay Cambridge Brown Wicker Outdoor Patio Swivel Rocking Chair?
Well, you've kind of biased me because now I'm going to guess higher than I normally would because I feel like this is a trick or something. But for a rocking chair, I would say $109.
You would be wrong. $349 for one. We'll now go to another category, which tell me the kind that you were looking for, and I will pick an item from that. What do you need on your back patio right now? What would you and your wife like to have?
Well, it's going to be just a general answer, but our chairs are falling apart, so we're looking for like four chairs.
You need maybe a patio dining set?
Could be, yeah.
Are you wanting the table along with it?
She would love that, so probably, yeah. We're probably right in there, my friend.
And how many chairs would you be needing?
Four.
Four chairs. Let's take a look here, please. I see seven pieces all over the place. Let's go. Well, we'll have to go with one of these seven pieces. This, like the chairs and the cushions and that kind of thing. So I'll describe it here for you now. This is the Rosebrook seven-piece wicker outdoor dining set with cushion guard plus flax cushions. These, again, are wicker, which is straw. Well, it's four chairs, the dining room, or the table itself, that's to sit outside. What do you think that is going to run you?
Well, you told me one chair is $300.
Well, no, but that was a swivel rocking chair.
Okay, so
these are just chairs that you put
for
up.
For this, I would say, for that set of four chairs and other stuff, I'd say $350.
You'd be wrong. $999 at HomeDepot.com. Let's go with one item here. You know, the giant umbrella. You know, people like to put up that giant umbrella. Do you know what I'm talking about?
We got a buddy that teaches swim classes, and she had to get a giant umbrella in order to shade the kids that come over for swimming.
Right. So we'll go with the Home Decorators Collection 10-foot aluminum and steel LED outdoor patio umbrella.
Okay.
It's a big patio umbrella. It does have some LED lights underneath the umbrella to provide some bit of light. How much for just the umbrella? Not the table, not the chairs, just the umbrella.
I'm going to say $350, Bob.
You'd be wrong. $404. And that's on sale. They say you can save $494 on it. Normally $899 for just the umbrella.
Well, you could buy that with our Sound of Moolah, almost pretty much, right?
Yeah,
close,
you still
close.
Have to put in 50. Yeah, you might have to let it build up a little bit more. But the Sound of Moolah is worth $350 this morning, almost worth a patio umbrella.
That's a 710, and it will become more valuable than that umbrella if we keep missing the sound. We keep adding money to the jackpot. We
absolutely
play a 710, 810. And we play at 910, The Sound of Moolah, here on 98.5 The Bull. All right, good morning, guys. It's 98.5 The Bull. Our high today, about 78 degrees. Welcome into Did You See? We take a look at what the heck's going on around the world. And right here in Tulsa, and I remember learning cursive growing up in school, and a lot of people go, well, do we need cursive anymore? Because everybody just texts and emails and stuff like that. Well, there's a bill heading to the governor's desk that requires cursive. Let's see what this is from News on 6, Chloe Abbott.
I spoke to several parents in favor of their children learning cursive, mainly so they can sign their name and read historical documents. Demaya Wharton is a second grader at Union Public Schools who is hoping to learn cursive for one reason.
For love letters.
Robin Baker and Rhonda Justice are sisters, and they think cursive is not just good for writing, but kids need to be able to read it as well.
They still need to be able to read older handwriting from their ancestors, cards, letters,
as well as signing checks. I know they don't do that a lot.
Robin and Rhonda say they've been going through their grandparents' old things, and knowing how to read their handwriting has been priceless.
I got to say, though, that I've read letters that Abraham Lincoln wrote, and they had such beautiful cursive. Like, I can't even read it. And I know cursive.
Your eight-year-old, does he know it?
He just started.
So he can write his name in cursive, or is it the, yeah, do they do teach you the, I guess they taught us what's non-cursive, what's regular?
Print versus cursive.
Yeah, they taught us how to print, and then later on taught us how to curse.
What's weird is that, you know, when people learn a foreign language, they can understand it better than they can hear or speak it. Mm-hmm. My son can read cursive, cannot exactly write in cursive. That's kind of weird.
That makes sense. I went around the office trying to get people to write the cursive alphabet, and nobody could do it. Not the whole thing. Not correctly.
Not all 26 characters. Right. Also, Pike Pass users are reporting that they're getting overcharged when they go through the tolls. This is Chen Doan, News on 6.
Like about a dozen people commented on a Facebook post that they've been noticing overcharges on their Pike Pass statements. I've been in touch with the OTA for the last week, and they've been crediting some of those people back, but some are still skeptical of using the turnpike again.
The Will Rogers Turnpike seems to be the talk of the town.
We have a community group here in Claremore, and a gentleman had posted on it talking about everybody should look at their statements because he knows some overcharges, like getting charged for the Joplin rate.
Trevor Robinson says he started getting charged in March for going all the way to the Missouri state line for simply entering at Claremore. He says after calling OTA, he was credited $52, and OTA sent him a new transponder, but he still gets overcharges, even some this week.
So you got to check that bill, man. I get that bill in the mail sometimes.
I get it too, but I don't look it over. I just pay it. I don't. Do you look it over?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Speaking of money, Dana, what's our jackpot up to?
Let me see here. Let me consult the ledger. $350
for
yesterday.
The sound of moolah.
That's right. Yesterday, Shelley guessed. The last guess we had, Velcro on a tennis shoe. Brenda had guessed pulling window blinds together. And then Richard had guessed pulling masking tape off a car. So we still don't have a winner, but it's worth $350.
That's at 710, guys. Good morning. It's 637.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Getting close to 80 today. It's 98.5 The Bull at 647 with Ty. And good morning to you, Daniel.
With cell phones, there's no surprises anymore, Mike. My bill is the same every time. Isn't yours, basically?
Basically, yeah.
Do you remember back in the day when there was long distance charges? If you lived somewhere, even if you lived a couple of miles from somebody, if it ended up being past a certain
distance,
like line or something, it would be $2-3 a minute.
Mm-hmm.
This guy in Florida took a trip overseas to Switzerland. How much do you think his phone bill was? He accidentally didn't know he was on roaming the whole time.
$800.
Listen. Audio, please.
You got audio.
So I called, and the girl put me on hold for a while. And she says, let me check this out and get back to you. She gets back. Yeah, no, this is a good bill. What do you mean it's a good bill? Well, this is what you owe. You're crazy.
That bill, $143,000.
Get the heck out of here.
He didn't know. It was on roaming. Is roaming still a thing?
Yeah. I mean, I took a trip outside of the United States, but I had the wherewithal to call the company first and say, hey, I'm leaving the country. And they put me on some kind of international plan for a second, for a month. And that way, like, whatever I did internationally wasn't going to be ridiculous.
So, in other words, when you go out of country now, do you still have to call them and let them know?
Or? That's what I did. I don't know if you have to do anything, but...
I just don't think roaming is an actual thing. They could just say that and charge you $143,000.
Well, like in the United States, you think about there's networks like AT&T or Verizon. In Europe, there's probably a different network, and then you got to pay all those fees and stuff because you're not on your normal. Yeah, but that $143,000, that is that's a little ridiculous.
Come on.
Get the heck out of here.
And then he called him. They said, no, it's legit. It's not like a mistake.
Did he ever figure this out?
I guess that's still pending. He uses, do you want me to tell you the cell phone company or not?
I don't care.
T-Mobile.
Hmm. That's what I've got.
Uh-oh. There you go. When you went out of country with your little son and wife, y'all went to Europe. Did you get hit with but you said you called. Never mind.
I called and they charged me like $30 for roaming or something. And
that's
that was it.
Better than $143,000.
Yeah, that's a little bit tough, I would say. It's 98.5 The Bull. How much is that sound worth now, Daniel? We got the Sound of Moolah coming up.
$350.
Not enough to cover that cell phone bill, but still pretty good money, right?
Yeah, not even close.
That's a 710 here on 98.5 The Bull. Good morning. 98.5 The Bull. Hey, good morning, guys. We're close to 80 today. Beautiful morning. Sometimes, Daniel, I like to walk outside and just enjoy the tranquility of a morning. Not a lot going on downtown. But what I really look for is somebody driving the wrong way on one of the one-way streets down here.
And I just saw it yesterday.
I just saw it. What happened with you?
Came face to face. They were going down the wrong way, and I wasn't angry. I was just trying to let them know that they were going the wrong way. So I pulled up beside them and rolled down my window, and they were having no part of it. I think I scared them a little bit.
Really?
What's the proper way to alert somebody you're on a one way?
Can you flash your lights at them?
You can flash, but I don't like to flash. I like to roll down.
You like to be a good human and talk to them.
Right. You know, because sometimes when I get my, when somebody flashes their lights, I don't know what they're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything.
It's ambiguous.
Right. So I was trying to let them know, but maybe they just got the point. But they were not having any of my tomfoolery.
And when you told them they're going the wrong way, how did they respond to you?
I didn't get to tell them because I stopped, rolled down my window. They just kept on going. They did not want to talk to me.
The wrong way down the
window. Yeah, kept going past me.
That's kind of a bad A, though. I mean, we're making fun of this, but they only go like 20 miles an hour downtown. So, like, you can kind of figure out you're going the wrong way pretty quick. It's not EA5 The Bull. All right, Daniel, can you give me a quick update on our Sound of Moolah? Where are we at with the sound right now?
Right now, $350.
How about that? And we're very close to getting there. We're about 4 minutes away. But before that, Daniel, I'm concerned about you.
Why is that now?
Well, I've known you for 20 years, and I mean, like, when you get to know somebody for 20 years, you kind of pick up on things other people don't pick up on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even in a meeting where other people wouldn't recognize that you're getting frustrated, I know you're frustrated because there's just little nuances that I know after 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm a little concerned.
What do you think I'm frustrated with?
I know something's bothering you right now. I know for a fact it's
bothering
you.
What do you think it is?
A lady said that we weren't nice to her in person.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook or something, and you replied and said, hey, could we know more about this? It's not possible for us to be rude. And so you're waiting for a reply, and she hasn't replied.
Correct. So, I've moved on. I'm not worried about it. It's been like 3 days. She would have told us on these comments.
I think it's bothering you.
Well, it bothers me because I think it was you that she met, and I'm like now bunched in with you. Don't you think?
Well, what have I ever been discourteous? The only thing I can think happened is that we were like at a broadcast or something, and we'll say hey to people. Of course we will. Like, that's cool. The only thing I can think that happened is maybe we had to jump on the radio real quick. And when you have a radio break, you got, you know, it's like 10, 9, 8. And maybe we had to cut somebody off real quick to do our job. But outside of that, I can't imagine.
This comment was made 3 days ago under our Sound of Moolah kind of promo they posted on Facebook. This lady goes, you guys aren't as friendly in person. So it wouldn't be over the phone. It would be in person. And I'm trying to think of who we might have met that found us to be rude.
But like I said, the only thing I can imagine is maybe we had to jump on the radio. And then we got the countdown and everything. And, you know, we got people out there that are like 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
But the key phrase is in person.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, if we were at a broadcast, like out in public.
I think it has to be you, right?
Well, why would you say that?
Because I've just never been rude to anybody that's come up.
Wait, are you suggesting that I have?
I don't think you've been rude, but, you know, sometimes you rub people the wrong way. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's for real. Do you not?
Yeah. Like, I've always said this about Daniel, and I'll never get it. But Daniel can walk into a room, and I can walk into a room, and I could say something like, I hate everybody in here. And people get mad at me. You say it, and they think you're joking, and they love you, and they give you a big hug. And
I've seen it. Like, I've seen you walk in and be like, hey, everybody. And they're like, get out of here, piece of garbage. For no reason. I don't know what happened, but maybe, I don't know.
You get away with a lot that I can't get away with. That's for sure.
I'm kind of thinking that this person is now kind of, why wouldn't they write back about it?
I don't know.
Move on. It's a mystery.
Here's the other thing about Daniel. Whenever we get comments on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or whatever, Daniel will come back and like fight.
Not necessarily fight. I will respond to them. I mean, that's what you want on Facebook, right?
You'll defend yourself. I just let it go.
AKA, don't respond, yeah. Which I think is that's rude right there, right? Like if you write a radio station, they should write you back, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree.
So that's what I do. And a lot of times, and you think, Tig's always like, no, don't, you don't need to fight back, just ignore it. And a lot of times I'll talk to somebody and we end up being friends after
and
that.
And they'll change their heart.
Not really that, but I think people, you know, sometimes if you have a little bit of complaints, as long as the other person apologizes and maybe tells you what's going on with them, they accept it and you become friends, right?
It's not a bad strategy. You're right. I bet you're right. There you go. You're going to do a nice thing right now.
That's right. We're going to try to give away the Sound of Moolah. It's now worth $350. If you could you play that sound for us, please?
Well, I had to restart my computer. So.
Oh, my gosh. It's worth $350. Yesterday, Shelly guessed Velcro on a tennis shoe. That was incorrect. Brenda guessed pulling a window blind shut. Incorrect. Richard had guessed pulling masking tape off a car.
Here we go. The Sound of Moolah in 3, 2, 1. One more time.
What is that?
We'll find out, hopefully.
918-879-9898. Caller number 9 gets to play The Sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's time to win cash with Tig and Daniel and The Sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Tig, let me introduce you to Taylor. She's a single mom out of Claremore. What did you say you did for a living? I forgot.
I'm a receptionist for a dental office.
And you like doing that?
I do. I enjoy it a lot.
I asked you earlier, the best place to eat in Claremore, in your opinion, is what?
Gibby C's.
And if we go there, what should we order?
Oh, I don't know. It's all good. I'm not too picky on it.
All right. Well, Taylor, you've heard the sound. Yesterday, you heard Shelly guess it was Velcro on a tennis shoe. Brenda guessed pulling window blinds down. And Richard guessed pulling masking tape off a car. Would you like Tig to play it one more time for you?
Sure.
All right.
In 3, 2, 1. One more time.
What is that? It's worth $350. Taylor, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
I am.
Taylor, what is your guess, play?
It sounds like when you break dry spaghetti noodles.
Is it breaking spaghetti noodles? Taylor, you've just won yourself $350. That's exactly what it is.
Sweet. That's awesome.
What are you going to do with all that money?
Probably put it in savings.
Did you know what the last sound was that got all the way up to $1,750?
I don't remember.
It was the straw in a Stanley cup.
Oh, that's right.
But, you know, $350 is a lot of money.
It is. Better than none.
You can buy a VCR.
You want a VCR?
No, I don't think so. Do they even make those anymore?
That's a good question. Let me now go to Amazon.
I bet they do. Of course they do.
I mean, I'm sure you can get one, but I wonder if they were almost free by the end of the... Let me see here, please. VCR. Kill some time here while I look up if VCRs are still available.
Well, look at you go. You said you were a single mom, right? And so any money that comes your way, that's a great thing. You're going to put it in savings. Look at her being all smart. Daniel,
not a lot to work with here with you, Taylor, but I will tell you that I've looked at the VCRs here, Tig, on Amazon, and yes, they make them. Mostly they sell them in a DVD combo player. How much, Tig, do you think now a VCR / DVD combo player would be on Amazon?
$75.
Oh, no.
Really?
$249 for a Magnavox DVD player VCR combo.
I'll just keep Netflix, yeah.
I guess they're not making new ones. They're kind of like renewing the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
And $250 now for a VCR.
But she could afford it. She just won. How much money did she win?
$350. That means, Taylor, we will start with a brand new sound at $810, and it'll be worth $100. Sound three coming up.
Start the clock over.
Taylor, do us one last favor. Give me three numbers and an animal.
Three numbers and an animal?
That's right.
15. Well, 23, 37.
Think about the radio station, name of the radio station.
Three numbers. You gave me six and no animal. 98.5 The Bull.
Yes, 98.5 The Bull. Sorry.
It's 98.5 The Bull. Dano, I've got a moral question for you.
All right.
You're usually pretty good at this stuff. You can be unbiased. And when I was in Sunday school growing up and I would go to church, they asked us all a question. And we were probably like 10 years old. And they said, you know how McDonald's has the free ketchup packets? Is it right and proper to go in there and get ketchup packets if you didn't shop at McDonald's? And I said, yeah, I think so, because it's free ketchup, right? And, you know, the Sunday school teacher was like, no. You know, they expect you to have bought something from McDonald's and then use the ketchup. It's nothing illegal about it. However, is it moral?
I mean, how do we know it's not illegal? I think it would be illegal, maybe just not enforced. Because the police have better things to do.
I've got a neighbor, and she has a big family. And on trash day, she oftentimes has more trash than can fit in her can. And so in Midtown Tulsa, she walks around and finds trash cans that aren't full. And so if she's got six bags and only four fit, she'll find a trash can that can accommodate her extra bags.
I get it.
They're not hers.
Are they by the road or are they by the house?
This is people who have put their trash out to be picked up later in the morning.
See, I think that's okay. I'll allow it.
You'll allow it.
I'll allow that.
You know what happens to me is that people who walk their dogs and, you know, at least they're picking up the poop and stuff, they'll throw it in my trash can. Okay. Is that allowed?
Is it allowed to you? Do you mind?
I don't really like it. The thing stinks after that, but...
What do you care? You have a cat. You're throwing away its litter in there.
But is it okay in Tulsa to use
First of all, you're a greedy pig if you don't like people using your trash can to throw away their dog waste. Especially if you have pet waste in there, too. But I say that, yeah, if their trash can is already out by the road, I think you should be allowed to throw one in.
When she has a full trash can, but she's got two bags left... It's moral to use somebody else's trash can.
But I'm weird, though, because I think if it were up against the house, I think it would be a big no-go.
No, she doesn't do that. It's the night before, like, you know, the trash guy's coming soon. The trash cans are out by the road already. And she goes and she throws trash in other people's trash cans.
So on trash day, which I guess today is your trash day?
Tomorrow.
Do you go and check before the trash man comes to see if there's somebody's thrown trash in
there? No, I've never done that.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, it's all right.
In a gist, like, are we going to hell if we do that?
I think it's morally okay to, as long as the trash can is by the road.
Okay. Good stuff. Thank you, Dave.
What do you think? I
agree with you. if you got an extra 4 feet in your trash can and somebody wants to throw their bag in there, I think that's legitimate, right?
But it does seem a little iffy. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
All right. So you're torn.
I mean, I'm not a lot torn. I'm a little torn.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're good.
Something you don't want to throw in the trash is Chris Young tickets.
Oh, no, no. You sure you wouldn't want to do that? April 25th at the River Spirit Casino Resort, and we've got your tickets with the bullfight coming up in 13 minutes?
About right there. Yeah, that's 13 minutes away on 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Dano. And Dano, we've got two contestants on the line. I've been waiting to hear what the quiz is today.
I've decided, Tig, since we have two people basically in the medical profession, I'm going to do names for body parts. Body parts, words, quiz. That's what I'm going to call it.
Is it clean?
No, we can't. We can't do it. No, it's all clean. We've got Katrina on line one. You're a nurse. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tig has recently discovered that he loves Afrin nasal spray. My worry is he's going to get addicted to it.
You do have to watch out for that rebound congestion.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me that. Now I'm going to freak out.
He's like, I can take this for 3 days. But I feel like after 3 days, you're still going to want to breathe. Am I right, Katrina? Please talk to him.
Yes, I agree. You still want to breathe after 3 days.
So I should get addicted to Afrin.
I've definitely heard of it happening.
I hate you. We now move on to Cecilia. How are you this morning, Cecilia? Tig, if I could get some audio, I'd be remiss if I did not play this very famous, and I'm sure, Cecilia, you get it all the time, Simon and Garfunkel, Cecilia.
I do get it all the time. Never thought. You're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh,
Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. Katrina, what song do you always get?
I don't have a song.
Oh. Fair enough. Guys,
I don't think that there's one that I've ever gotten.
There's got to be one of it. Do you know a song about Katrina, Tig?
No. I wonder if Hurricane Katrina messed her up, though.
People would always ask me, oh, you're named after the hurricane? I'm like, I am a lot older than that.
Who would name their kid after that hurricane?
The hurricane was named after me.
Right.
All right, guys. Well, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Katrina and Cecilia, I'm going to give you the description of a body part, and you'll simply give me the words for these anatomical parts. Katrina, we'll start with you. You're the first to get through. Another word for the backbone.
Spine.
Spine is correct. Cecilia, the thigh bone.
The thigh bone. Femur.
Femur is correct. Katrina, the seemingly useless organ near the intestines.
Appendix.
Appendix is correct. Cecilia, the tube that brings food to the stomach.
Large intestine.
Now the tube that brings food to the stomach.
Esophagus.
Is the esophagus. You're correct, but you buzzed in too late. I believe you're... How did you pronounce it?
Esophagus.
No, it's esophagus.
Oh, darn.
That's how you say esophagus?
Excuse me? Tig, do you not know... Anatomy? Anatomy? Yeah, the esophagus.
You're so stupid.
Katrina. This is the organ that produces insulin.
Pancreas.
That is correct, but you mispronounce it as pancreas.
I'm going to give it to her.
Cecilia, another name for the belly button.
Navel.
That is correct, but you did mispronounce that as navel. Katrina.
What would you say is wrong with you, Daniel?
Excuse me?
What's wrong with you?
That I like to pronounce things correctly?
Go.
Katrina, largest artery in the body.
Aorta?
Aorta is correct. Cecilia. The individual bones that make up the spine.
Vertebrae.
Vertebrae is correct. Final question, Katrina. The back of the neck.
Posterior.
Looking for nape.
Oh.
The nape.
I'm being technical. Okay.
Cecilia. This is the name for the kneecap.
Patella.
Patella is correct. With that, Katrina has 4. Cecilia has 3. Katrina has defeated Cecilia in the 98-5 The Bull fight. Katrina, congratulations, but now you've got a question here. Are you going to hold on to these tickets or give these to Cecilia to see Chris Young April 25th at the River Spirit Casino Resort? Cecilia, why should Katrina give you the tickets this morning?
I haven't had a night out in a while.
Haven't
but
had
if
a
you
night
want
out?
To keep them, that's fair.
Why haven't you gone out in a while?
Busy with life and work.
All right, Katrina, you heard it there. Cecilia, busy with life and work, hasn't had a night out in a long time. But Katrina, the decision is yours.
I'm sorry, Cecilia. Dang. I hope you get a night out soon. I'm going to have to hang on to him.
Oh, my God. Don't hit him with the double sad trombone. That's too much. All right. Well, Cecilia, do you still like Katrina, or are you mad at her now?
No, I am not mad at her.
All right. Well, you know, the good news is you got another chance tomorrow, Cecilia, at 7:40. You've got a chance now to win a brand new sound, the Sound of Moolah, coming up at 8:10. So things are looking bright for you, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right, guys. Do me one last favor. Give me 3 numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
All right, Daniel, we have a new sound in about 7 minutes. You want me to debut the sound real quick?
Yeah, if you'd like.
All right, so in 3, 2, 1, here's our new sound with our $100 right now. One more time.
Earlier, somebody guessed that the sound was breaking pasta, and that's exactly what it was, breaking spaghetti noodles. And so Taylor won $350.
Here's that sound. Yeah, just cracking those spaghetti noodles.
Tig, would you like to hear about a little freebie I discovered in town yesterday?
Okay.
Do you want to hear it or not?
Yeah, let's go.
Beg me like a dog.
Nope.
Okay.
I'll go to commercial.
Listen, this is about a $30, $40 freebie here. You don't want to know it?
I'm not going to beg like a dog. Like, I'm just not going to do that.
You got to beg like a dog if you want to hear it.
I'm a dad.
Okay.
I respect
you know
myself.
How I was doing my whole thing about car washes yesterday? On and on I went, how sometimes I wonder if these things are legitimate, these different things they label. And then I said, what did I say the most important thing about a car wash is?
Well, to back up here, when you go to the car wash, you can buy the $8 wash or the $20 right. wash. And your concern was, you know, they say it's a $20 wash, but are you really getting...
Yeah, they're like clear coat, undercarriage coat and all that. And it's, I'm suspicious if it's real or not. But I said the number one thing about a car wash to me, I like that show, buddy. I like getting in there, different colored soaps, lights, things like that.
It's like purple soap
right.
falling on your car.
Don't you feel like that a little bit? Like the show is very important.
Well, yeah, especially if you have a kid. They love that stuff.
Okay, so listen to me.
Okay.
Hear me well. When I say I found the car wash in town with the best show, and it happens to be a freebie right
That's
now.
That's not possible. How would it be free?
Beg me like a dog, and I'll tell you.
So you're saying in Tulsa, there's a car wash.
I stumbled on it yesterday.
You can go
it's
to,
free.
And it's totally free.
The show is crazy, buddy. I mean, different colors. Suds, lights, flashing lights, lasers, all of it. Now, you want to know where this is, don't you?
Well, now I'm curious.
Okay. Only one thing you got to do.
Uh-huh.
Beg me like a dog.
It's cruel, an unusual punishment.
Okay.
Just tell me what it is.
This car wash on Peoria they just opened. I think it's called Quick and Clean. I pulled up there yesterday, and they're doing all that road work on Peoria, right, on Brookside?
Mm-hmm.
And I think businesses are having a hard time because it's a little difficult to get through there. This Quick and Clean car wash just built, just opened. And I rode through there, and I was like, I couldn't tell if it's quite open or not. So I took a chance. I pulled in there. I get out my little debit card trying to hand it to the lady, and she goes, hey, we're doing free washes right now. I was like, oh, my gosh. Is it your first day open? They said, no, we've been open about 8 or 9 days. I got like a $30 car wash for free. And, what? Boy, they have it all in there. The suds, the lights, the bubbles, things like, it said like clear coat. And then I went through another one. It said spotless rinse. And then another thing said ceramic coat. And I'm like, okay, that's getting a little crazy. There's no way you're coating my car with ceramics.
So right now, you can get a free car wash in Tulsa.
I can say with 100% validity that yesterday at Quick and Clean Car Wash on Peoria Avenue in Tulsa, I got a free car wash.
Where?
Can I promise that they'll do that today? I can't, but I think they might.
What intersection is this near? Like
it's
where
by
my
the,
son goes to school?
Walmart Neighborhood Market, okay, on, in Brookside.
So what street would that be?
Peoria.
Peoria and intersection.
And Walmart. Knock it off with the intersection. I don't know. Listen, Google Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's the brand new one. I guess Tyke used to live in that neighborhood. I guess you don't really head down there anymore, do you?
Well, you kind of just stay by your house after you move.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I will say they probably did put a clear coat on, and they did do a spotless rinse. But do you think there's any chance in the world that they put on a ceramic clear coat?
I don't even know what that means.
Me neither. That's why I have car wash suspicion, because I'm like, I don't know, guys. You seem like you're doing a little too much here. Ceramic clear coat?
It's better than the old days where you got turtle wax out and went out there and had to wipe all that white stuff off. Like, terrible. You know what I'm talking about?
Free vacuums. Also, yeah. I've never seen this before at the vacuum. They had an air hose, air gun, not for filling up your tire, but to say you've got things in your crevices, like crumbs and stuff. You got kids.
My God.
You got crumbs everywhere, right? Spray it right off with this air hose and then suck it up with a vacuum.
Oh, they thought of everything.
It's pretty good, buddy.
All right, so there we go. Little inside information there from Daniel.
Free car washes yesterday. I can't attest to today. You'll have to go and report on this for us.
However, if you had $100, you could take care of that car wash. And we got that sound of moolah next in 3 minutes on 98.5 The Bull.
Tig, Samantha called. She heard about your cheese eating, 2 to 3 cheese sticks every morning right before you jump on the air. And she's concerned. She's a phlebotomist. How do you say it? Phlebotomist?
Yes.
And you feel like, Samantha, that's an unhealthy diet for a man of Tig's age, 50 years old.
I mean, it might have some, he might have some issues later, but.
Well, first off, I'm not 50. So everybody apologize. All right.
She doesn't believe
you.
I'm
so sorry.
Yeah. So if you think Ty came in to give blood and he's eating all this cheese, you would have to throw the blood in the garbage, right? Throw it in the river, wouldn't you?
No, it actually would probably make it a lot easier.
Really? Well, why is that?
Usually if you eat and drink pretty well before you come in, it makes it a lot better.
Trust me, he eats well.
Daniel, what... I've been courteous to you all morning.
Really,
I don't know. I've been not rude.
You really have. You've been so nice and pleasant.
And I don't get it. And then he comes after me and says I'm fat or something.
I didn't say that. Whoa, 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 whoa. Who said that?
You're making fun that I eat breakfast?
That's Samantha doing that. So Samantha's got 3 kids. You'd love to win this money. Listen to these ages, 13, 9, and 7 months. I think that's a good way to space them out, though, because the 9-year-old probably would love to babysit the 7-month-old. Is that correct?
No, actually, my 13-year-old helps more.
Really?
He likes video games.
How does the 13-year-old get along with the 9-year-old?
They don't.
Uh-oh.
Too close in age, man.
I hear you. All right. Well, maybe if you won the sound of moolah, that would help. You could spread a little money around between the 3 kids. Tyke's going to play that sound. Excuse me. One more time. Tyke, go ahead. Play.
In 3, 2, 1, I'll play it twice.
All right. Again. Samantha, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes, I am.
What is your guess? Play.
Is it a running water faucet?
Is it running water out of a faucet? So Samantha, that's not it. I wish it were, though, because, you know, we like you quite a bit.
Well, thank you. I like you guys, too.
What's funny, Ty?
Why are you being so weird?
How am I being weird? You didn't want Samantha to win? Got three kids? Could use some money?
I would love for her to have won.
You care about one thing and one thing only, Ty. That's cheese.
I like Samantha more than
cheese. Cheeseaholic.
Yeah, he's a cheeseaholic. Tell everybody. This man's addicted to cheese. What's that show on TLC that used to be My Strange Addiction?
Mm-hmm.
That's you, dog.
Yep.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Samantha, here's the silver lining is you're still qualified. And then also we're going to add $50 to that jackpot, bringing it to $150. So, you know, maybe you can call back at 9:10 and win, right?
I just might.
All right. Well, Samantha, do us one final favor. If you would, give us three numbers and an animal.
98.5 the bull.
Well, good morning, Tulsa. It's Tig and Daniel. I got a question for you, Daniel. Like, who are these people that on their text messages still haven't turned off that read symbol or whatever? Because you can turn off that you've read it.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do know people that I text, and I can see they read the text because it says read at the end, and then they don't send a text back.
These are people like my dad, also our boss, America's boss,
don't,
Bruce
Don't
Law.
Say that because I like that. I
don't think they know is the thing. In other words, I don't think they realize that there's a read receipt on there because I don't have any reason to believe that anybody would want that to be turned on. I think my dad just doesn't realize it.
Yeah, because I'll send somebody a text every now and then, and it said read 48 minutes ago. Like, well, why aren't they responding to me? And so then in my head, I go, well, I know they're being a little bit of a... What's the best way to put it?
You better choose your words carefully.
I
just told you our boss, America's boss, has it, and now you're about to complain about it.
Basically, I know I'm being ignored. But however, if you don't have that read receipt on, nobody knows if you read it or not. My mom's the same way. I text her, and it says read at 8:24 in the morning. And 5 o'clock, still no response.
Do you want to make her aware of it, or do you like that she doesn't know?
I like it that I'm the guy who doesn't have a read receipt, and everybody else has a read receipt. Does that make sense?
What?
Yeah.
You like it when other people have it.
Yes. That way I know if I'm getting ignored or not.
Well, don't alert them. Do you know, can I tell you a little secret? I don't want anybody to tell anybody. My dad doesn't listen to this show, right?
Because the station in his hometown gives away a McDonald's biscuit, so yeah, he chooses that over his son.
He loves biscuits more than his children.
Yeah.
My sister has his location turned on.
Oh, boy.
On his phone. And we spy on this guy. All the time. I mean, we check on this guy.
And
like
he has no clue?
He doesn't know.
Well, what's he doing?
Nothing interesting. But he's just one of these kind of guys that doesn't like, you know, he values his privacy. He doesn't like to know what people know what he's up to. But we'd be spying on him every day.
How is that? Is that an app? Or how did you?
And I think me and you need to do this, actually. Share each other's locations. If you have an iPhone, you can share each other's locations. I know where my sister is. I've shared my location with her. She knows where I am in case, you know, I fall down in a ditch or something. She knows where to send the ambulance.
Mm.
I'd like you to share your location with me.
It's going to be a real boring thing.
Well, I agree, but you still won't do it. A lot of people have this life, what is it called? Life 360 or whatever, where you can really track down know where every member of the family is.
Yeah, my sister had this with her husband. And I was like, you know where he is all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, I think they know how fast they're going, like traveling in the car. I will say the only problem about the me and my sister sharing location and then my dad is also in there. He doesn't know. Don't tell him. Is one time me and my dad took a vacation to Costa Rica. And we stayed at a hotel that was right next to a hospital. So my sister kind of wakes up in the middle of the night or whatever, checking on us. She thinks we're...
At the hospital.
At the hospital.
Oh, no.
Almost had a heart attack.
Wow. Yeah, well, tell me how not to do that.
How not to share the location?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, you're getting to the age now where you're going to be accidentally sharing your location.
You might be sharing
it now. But don't you want me to have your location, though, for real? if something happens to you?
No, not at all.
If you, like, fall down into the river or something like that, don't you want me to know where to come get you?
No, I don't care.
I think you need to listen, for real. I'm never going to look at your location, but I think you should share it with me just in case.
I ain't doing that no matter what, buddy.
Why?
If I fall into a ditch, somebody's going to find me. It doesn't have to be you.
Give me one good reason why you won't share your location with me right this moment.
Because it's an invasion of privacy.
I'm not going to invade your privacy unless I get curious or there's an emergency.
It's like my mom makes me text her when I land in an airplane.
That's not the same.
And I go, Mom, if there was a plane crash, you'd know about it. I don't have to text you. You know, if I fall into a ditch, you'll find out, Daniel. It'll be later. But
listen, there's two ways we can go about this. You can share your location with me,
mm-hmm.
or I can sneak your phone off and share it.
Okay, if you do that, you can find yourself a new best friend.
Why? What are you doing that I shouldn't know what you're doing? I need to know where you're at all times.
99.99999% is going to be me in my garage or at LaForge.
Okay, well, then let me have it. Give me that location, dog.
Okay. No.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Daniel just told me something amazing that... Your dad, he has like a cell phone, and he doesn't know it, but you guys are able to track him on his cell phone, every movement he makes in his life, as long as he's got that phone with him.
Tiger, I just revealed to you that, yeah, my sister secretly has his location, and I told you not to tell anybody, and you've just told everybody.
But you did, too, a second ago.
I told you not to tell anybody.
Yeah, but you were on the radio.
My dad has he doesn't realize, I guess, with my sister that he has his location turned on. And I like that. And some families go so far as to have Life 360.
Something Life 360. Or Life,
where the whole family can see where everybody is, which I think is, you know, a great idea, right? What's the downside?
It feels like an invasion of privacy.
I see no downside to this.
Okay. So your dad's being secretly tracked. He has no idea he's being tracked. So you guys see his every movement.
Didn't I just tell you not to tell anybody?
Well, you're the one who got on the radio with it, moron.
Yeah, but, you know, my dad also likes to go out of town and not tell anybody sometime. Like, I remember one time, for real, he used to like to go to Las Vegas. He didn't want anybody to know he was going. And the guy would just, like, disappear for a week. And I remember calling the bank, and I'm being like, listen, guys, this is my hometown. Like, I am really worried about my dad. I know you can't tell me anything, but is there a possibility that he withdrew some cash and maybe... to go gamble.
And you can find the location based on where he's pulling money.
No. Okay. The lady was just like, I can't tell you that information, but that could be what it is. Like, she gave me a little, like, wink, wink.
Oh, I see.
That, you know, he's probably okay. She wouldn't give me details. Like, she towed the line. She didn't completely reveal what mm-hmm. I was asking, but she did let me know. And, you know, but also, that's wrong of him. You're a dad. Do you think it'd be fair to your son if you took off for a week and didn't tell him where you're at?
No, like you told me that you asked my wife and some of her girlfriends, what's the biggest complaint about your husbands? And it was that sometimes I don't tell her that I'm leaving the house.
That y'all will just walk away. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, but don't tell anybody. My sister has my dad's location tracked. We have not gone so far as a family, get Life 360. We're considering.
Rodney's with us. You want to hear from Rodney?
Yeah, please.
Hey, Rodney.
Oh, I heard you talking about the 360, Live 360.
Yeah, do you have that?
No, I don't, but I got a funny story for you if you want to hear it.
Well, let's hear it.
So I was at a bar one night, and I picked up this girl. We take off, and she's texting with one of her children on and off, and... we wind up at a hotel.
My man.
Get to the hotel, get up in the room, and a couple minutes later, a text comes through, and I was like, what to say? And she goes, Mom, why are you at a hotel?
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
Oh, boy.
What did she say?
Yeah, it was pretty... I was too busy laughing, and I don't remember what she responded.
I didn't consider that. That also the children can see where the parents are, right?
Yes.
Did this happen in the Tulsa area? You took a lady to a hotel?
Tahlequah.
Oof. Tahlequah.
Yeah. Silver Tongue Devil. What hotel did y'all go to?
I can't say.
You dirty dog.
How did you pull that off?
What do you mean? How did he pull it off?
I mean, like, he got a lady's interest. She went to a hotel with him, and her kids bust her.
Yeah.
How about that?
It happens.
Well, are you still out there on the playing field? Are you single? Are you married now? What's happening now?
No, absolutely. I'm single and ready to mingle.
Hey, now, look at this guy. Can't get enough.
Oh, Rodney.
Where do you hang out in Tahlequah, Rodney?
Just here and there, but mostly on Grand Lake.
Look at him throwing out. He's letting everybody know, letting the ladies know. He hangs out at Grand Lake. What do you got, like a boat and all that?
I work at a marina up there and bartend on the weekends.
Look at him go. So, Grand Lake Rodney.
Hey, why don't you let Tyke and Daniel come out to Grand Lake there? We'll go to that bar, go on that boat with you.
Come up to Mooney's Sunset Bar and Grill on Grand Lake. I'll take care of you.
All right.
We'll
take us on that boat, too.
98.5 The Bull with Tyke and Daniel. You want to do an update on the sound, Daniel? We had a winner this morning with the sound of moolah.
We did. Taylor earlier guessed it was breaking spaghetti noodles, and she was right.
You want to play that sound real quick?
Yeah, play it for us real quick.
All right, so this was the mystery sound, and now here's the thing about the sound that drives me crazy.
So obvious, right?
Once you hear it, you go, "Ah, I should have known." And here's the sound. I'll play it twice. Spaghetti being broken in half.
The giveaway there is the pieces hitting the ground, right? Or the desk or whatever it was on.
I thought it was Velcro.
Why? Don't you hear the thing at the end, the dink?
Yeah. But anyway, we have a winner this morning, and now we continue with another sound of moolah. What is the jackpot up to now, Daniel? We're going to play at 9:10.
$150.
I'll play our brand new sound. This is what we're fighting against here. In 3, 2, 1... One more time.
What is that?
We play at 9:10 this morning. This is 98.5 The Bull with Tyga and Daniel.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Well, good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull. We're about 10 minutes away from how much is the sound worth now, Daniel?
What is it up to now? 150.
Oh, my God.
150.
Gosh.
An instrument I can't really understand, Tig, is the bagpipe. I don't know how you even begin to learn how to play the bagpipe. I've got a clip here. I've got some songs that a bagpipe player has played. I want you to try to guess the songs.
So he's covering popular songs.
Yeah. These are very well-known songs. Here's the first one. So it's telling you I can't understand.
I have no idea what that is.
Hang on, let's hear it more. Oh, you know it. I can tell.
To me, it sounds like I Have the Tiger.
It is I Have the Tiger.
Okay.
Gosh, that was hard, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Number one, where do you even buy a bagpipe? I guess Amazon maybe you could get one, but okay. So that was tough. And you know that song very well, right?
Yeah.
Here is your next bagpipe cover. I guess every song has to start with her. It's supposed to be Hotel California. I don't make any connections with
it. I don't hear it at all.
I'm trying to hear it now that I know that it's Hotel California. Hang on. That is not... I have no way of knowing.
Wow.
Even knowing what it's supposed to be, I still can't do. Okay, final one here.
Bagpipe cover. I got that one.
Easy. Clearly, what is it?
Sweet Child of Mine or whatever.
Right. I got to revisit this Hotel California here. I'm just not hearing it.
I like bagpipes, but not in that case.
Are you a big bagpipe fan? Don't
pander. I think they're kind of cool.
Stop pandering to the bagpipe audience.
Well, I think it's cool when you go to like the Memorial Day Parade in Tulsa and they come down the street and they're playing all that stuff. It's
just let me
fun.
Hear this one more second. I'm just trying to identify. There's no part of me that hears Hotel California. This could be hell, kind of thing. And they butchered that.
And I love that song, and I cannot identify any part of that song.
They butchered it. What is it?
What is that?
Good Lord.
7 minutes away from the sound of Moolah here on 98.5 The Bull.
On 98.5
The Bulls are alive with the sound of Moolah. Earlier, Samantha heard the sound, and she thought it was water running out of a faucet. Not water. Sounds like it, though. Haley is joining us. Haley, did you also think it was water?
No, I did not.
Haley's a...
she's got a lot going on, Haley does.
Yeah, she's about to have a baby. Can we reveal that, or you want me to keep that between us?
No, you can reveal it.
It's going to be a little boy. Did you decide to name it Tig or Daniel?
Not either of those, sorry.
Oh, my God.
What the heck? What are you naming him?
Cohen.
Cohen?
That's not my name.
Yep.
That's neither one of our names. What are you thinking?
I'm sorry. My husband picked it.
I for some reason, my new hobby, Tig, is to ask women what their pregnancy craving was. With the Cohen, it's what right now?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Just any kind of sandwich.
Yep. Fully loaded.
Fully loaded sandwich? Yeah. What is your favorite sandwich?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know.
Ask me what mine is.
What's your favorite sandwich?
Ice cream.
an ice cream sandwich?
Yeah.
Good one, too.
With this one, a little boy, Cohen, you've been craving sandwiches. You have two girls. What were they craving?
Cereal.
What was your wife's pregnancy craving, Tug?
Yelling at me.
Casey from Chubbs and Casey said that when she was pregnant with her... with Miles, that she wanted the spiciest, hottest hot wings she could get. So she, I think she went to Albert G's and got the Roughneck wings. And I tried some of those. Woo, they were real hot.
Pretty hot.
Yeah. Well, enough tomfoolery, guys. Mm. I could talk about this all day, but let's get down to business. Haley, you want to guess the sound of Moolah? You know it's not running water. What are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah, Haley?
Yes, I am.
What is your guess? Wait, do you want to hear it again?
I'll guess it.
I'm going to play it anyway because
it's
selfish.
For everybody else. Go ahead. All right, so here it is in 3, 2, 1, the new sound. And one more time.
All right, Haley, are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
Yep.
What is your guess, play?
I think it is the sound of shaving cream when you push the button down.
Is it the sound of shaving cream?
You know, that we had that guess before, too, and it was the right answer previously, right?
Yeah, last season, yeah. Mm-hmm. We could have done it again. Haley, we did not. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, give our best to Cohen, and let Cohen know that when he gets here that the sound of Moolah will now be worth $200 at 7:10 tomorrow morning.
All right.
I'm filling out the ledger right now, so if I pause for a second, Tig, I'm filling out the ledger, so you could maybe fill some time with some of your hilarious anecdotes.
I was going to tell Haley, I know she's with child, and she's getting very close to delivery. Are you feeling okay? How's everything going?
Besides not getting much sleep, I'm doing pretty good.
why are you not getting sleep? Kicking and stuff like that? What is that?
Oh, yeah. When you're this far along, I feel like it's just kind of impossible to get comfortable. Yeah.
Like, I feel like you're getting too personal.
No, you asked me to kill time. I'm asking her about her baby.
But you're like, you know, asking her if she's sleeping, dilating, all that kind of stuff. You're doing too much, buddy.
I said no such thing.
I'm like, just be casual. It'll kill some time. You're like, how's your mucus plug? Take it easy.
Oh, my God. I said no such thing.
All right.
Why are you being so weird?
Haley, me? I'm sorry, Haley, that Tykes made you uncomfortable this morning, but $200 tomorrow at 7:10. Any other questions?
Will
here,
you
Tyke?
At least make his middle name Tyg?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Cohen Tyg has a nice ring to
it. You'd have to talk to my husband about that.
Well, do us one last favor. Give us three numbers and an animal, please, Haley.
Three numbers and an animal?
Yeah.
Like the station.
Oh.
985 the Bull.
915 the Bull.